Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twider, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. Well, we can't look at the week ahead without looking at the week that's just gone by, and it was extremely volatile and dominated by geopolitical updates across the board. Obviously, tariffs, global trade wars being primary amongst them. And this week, it looks like it could get even punchier because it was relatively quiet on the data calendar last week. And this week, we have a huge amount of updates coming out. Alongside geopolitical updates, it could be an absolute roller coaster of a week, including, it has to be said, some major, major central bank announcements as well. So without any further ado, as usual, I'll go through on a day-by-day basis of what we've got coming up, those major events that are scheduled to come out that can move markets. And on top of that, of course, we're expecting more tariff updates from the US, counter-tariff updates from China, Europe, Australia, even maybe Canada. Plenty going on, plenty of volatility set to come, plenty of trading opportunities. So without any further ado, let's go into a day-by-day rundown. So Monday, probably a slightly quieter day scheduled, but still a few key updates due. Asian session, there'll be a big focus on Chinese markets. There's a big data drop that they do on their monthly basis. Probably the key ones in there are industrial production and retail sales. Unemployment rates also due. Industrial production expected to show a 5.3% increase in that year-on-year data. That's down from last month was 6.2, so a bit of a drop there. Retail sales coming in at 3.8%. Not much in the European session, but we do get the first key US data, and there's a bit coming out this week alongside the Fed. Retail sales due out in the US early in the New York session, expected to show a month-on-month increase of 0.3% for the core number and a 0.6% for the headline retail sales. Empire State Manufacturing Index is also due on Monday. So a fair amount going on even on the first day. Tuesday, another kind of quieter today, but rest assured it does get busier later in the week. Nothing much in the Asian session. European session will see the German ZEW economic sentiment numbers coming out, expected to come in at 48.1. And we see the first focus on Canada, and there is a bit this week, key CPI data out. Obviously, a very, very big focus for the Bank of Canada and Canadian loonie traders. That headline CPI month-on-month number expected to show a 0.6% increase. The median expected to show a year-on-year number of 2.7%. So keep an eye on that. That could have a big effect on the next move we get from the Bank of Canada. Into Wednesday, and it's a big, big day for central banks, two of the world's biggest central banks and most influential. Bookending the day, really. Bank of Japan expected to come out. As always, we don't get an exact time for the Bank of Japan. It's normally around about lunchtime in Tokyo. There's a plethora of analysis that's done on that. I think sometime between 12:30 and 1:15 are the favourite times. No change expected from the bank, but obviously we're expecting plenty of commentary from the Bank of Japan and of course from all the other central banks as well, given the market volatility we've seen over recent weeks. Not too much for the rest of the session and indeed the European session, as I said, bookended by then the big one. The Federal Reserve Bank announces its funds rate, expected to stay at 4.5%. But we do have the economic projections, that's the dot plot, the statement and the press conference. And we are expecting plenty of updates from Jerome Powell and friends and plenty of volatility around that event. So should be a big day on Wednesday. Now, Thursday is an absolute monster of a day from a macroeconomic calendar perspective. Kicks off very early in the Asian session with Kiwi GDP data. It's expected to show quarter on quarter 0.4% increase. Should be noted that Japan banks are on holiday on Thursday, which they sometimes tend to do after the Bank of Japan. It kind of lets things calm down a bit, but that will affect liquidity, of course, in the Asian session. Later on in the morning, the focus swaps from New Zealand across the Tasman to Australia, where they've got employment change numbers and the unemployment rate. Unemployment expected to stay steady at 4.1%, expecting to see around 31,000 new jobs created in the last month. And then focus shifts up north to China in the Asian session. The loan prime rates are due out. expected to stay the same, the 1 year at 3.1% and the 5 year at 3.6%. But remember that it wasn't so long ago that we did get a surprise cut from them. And given what's been going on in the market in terms of geopolitical updates, there's a possibility, a slight possibility, we might see some moves from the PBOC. We move into the European session, a massive focus on the UK in the session on that day. We start off with the claimant count numbers expected to come in at 7.9%, the unemployment rate staying steady at 4.4%. So potential big moves in sterling around those numbers. And then later in the day, we get the Bank of England. Before we get to the Bank of England, though, focus does switch over to Switzerland, where we've got the SNB's policy rate expected to come down again from 0.5% to 0.25%. So one of the developed worlds, they've been leading the race down by cutting rates, and we're expecting another cut from them. So updates in that monetary policy assessment and the press conference also key. And then, as I said, we move back, focus back across the channel to the UK, where we have the official bank rate from the MPC, expecting that to remain at 4.5%, but obviously lots of updates coming on the policy summary, and we do hear from Bank of England Governor Andrew Bailey later. It does not stop once New York opens. We've got more key data coming out, the usual weekly unemployment claims coming in around about that 222,000 expected for the unemployment claims. Philly Fed manufacturing index out as well. That's expected to come in at 9.4. Also have existing home sales out of the US. So plenty of things going on Thursday. It's massive. And just to finish off the day, focus back onto Canada. I did say there was a lot going on in Canada. Bank of Canada Governor Tiff Macklem speaking later in the day. Expect more volatility from what he's got to say. Obviously, I don't think he's going to get away with not mentioning that tariff word as he updates the market on his latest thinking. On to Friday, and certainly from a calendar perspective, we're expecting a smoother trading conditions. Nothing really of any note coming out in the Asian or the European session, and more focus on Canada once New York opens. Retail sales data expected to come in with the headline number showing a 0.4% decrease, and the core number coming in flat, 0.0% flat, as I said. A massive week ahead for markets. As always, if you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. But it's potentially going to be one of the most volatile weeks of the year. Hope I haven't put a dampener on it with that one. But certainly plenty of trading opportunities out there in the coming days and sessions. Thanks very much for tuning in, and good luck with your trading. Thank you.